Blog Talk Radio.
Forward to talking to y'all. I wanted to talk to you tonight about confirmation of spirit. Well, your loved ones will let you know they're around. They'll give you feathers. They'll give you pennies, dimes, quarters. Sometimes you'll have a scent with them. They love electrical equipment. They like to mess with radios in your car. They like to mess with the new cell phones because they're nifty. And they love computers. And they also love holidays, you know, like I've said before. They like anniversaries. It can be a birthday, it can be an anniversary. And they also love to send signs like butterflies or cardinals or a bee, you know, whatever lets you know about them. Also colors. Also, your people will come to whoever's the more aware. So whoever's the most open, that is who they come to. So don't get mad if you want them to come to you. You might not be open to it, so you can't get mad at who they came to. I'll take my first caller. 520. Hello, 520.
Hi.
What's your
this
name and where are you from?
Hi, Sharon, and I'm from Phoenix.
And what is your question?
My income. Do you see it rising within the next couple of months, please?
Well, I'm not God. Yes, you will get a little tiny raise, and you're going to get another job offer.
Oh, cool.
Within the next couple weeks. I don't know from who, or feels like from a woman. And it looks like...
Oh, my God.
Well, I have no idea. I'm just telling you what I see. And
yeah.
And you need to scarf it up. Don't delay, because you hesitate a lot. You got to be... Elbows and assholes get there to do it. Don't think about
it. Oh, I love
it. Say yes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my prayers are being answered. Yeah.
So that's, and that'll happen before the next 2 months. You know, it feels like a couple weeks, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So things will get better for you. So do you want to share a confirmation of spirit that's happened to you?
Oh, I get it all the time. I was at a retreat recently in the last few days, and we were all there for the same thing, and it was a healing retreat from having lost someone beloved to us, and I didn't see it for anyone else, but one person had multiple losses that were very intimately connected to her, and as she was speaking, I saw a lot of beautiful, iridescent, white shapes by her. And I told her later about it. And I said, I didn't see it for anyone else, but I saw it for you, I told her. And she immediately went into tears, and I was scared because I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to send her over the edge. But, you know, I guess it was okay. And, it, you know, it's a heartbreaking thing, but, you know, what can you do? You lose someone, you lose someone. You know, I was there for the same reason. So, you know, you just go on with everything.
Well, that gave her confirmation that her people were around her.
Yeah, for sure.
So that helped heal her, too. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have a good...
I'd like to listen to the rest of your show, please, if that's okay.
Sure, no problem. I'll just go ahead and listen. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 210... Hello, 210.
Hi.
What's your name and where are you from?
This is Rose calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
Do you have
my
a question?
My question is, I've been applying for a lot of different jobs, and I want to know if you see me getting a job in the near future.
Well, you're going to have to put out a bunch more. You need to change... how you're applying and change your application so it matches what you're applying for, whatever, that's what they're telling me. But do you do office work at all?
Yes, I do.
Because it looks like your next job will be office work.
Right.
It's not administration, it's office work. And you're going to be dealing with paper. It's sort of like an old-fashioned place, and you'll be doing a lot of real filing and real folders.
Oh, I don't do that kind of work. Everything's on the computer.
I know, but it's old-fashioned.
Oh.
And if you got paid, you'd take it, wouldn't you?
Sure, but it just sounds odd.
It feels old-fashioned. It feels like maybe an old... It's an old-fashioned place. I have no... It might be a doctor that's old-fashioned. I don't know. But... And you'll get paid well, and they'll love you. And then you're like a receptionist slash appointment person slash filing person slash... That's what you're going to be doing, and it looks like it'll probably happen in April.
Okay.
I'm sorry
it's
so old, but...
I know. It sounds like I'm going backwards. I don't think I would go that route, but thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, hon. Okay. 860, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm
this is
good.
Alma.
What's your name? Where are you from?
It's Alma from Connecticut. How are you?
Good. So do you have
good.
A question?
I do. I spring is in the air, and I'm just looking for somebody special to be with. My vibration has definitely risen in the last month, I would say. I've done a lot of work on myself. So I want to meet people on my wavelength. Do you see me meeting somebody significant?
Yes, I see you getting together with groups, you know, that you're interested
okay.
in. And yeah. doing things that are like out of your comfort zone, like maybe Habitat for Humanity, helping with the homeless,
yes.
something really like that. And you'll meet people of like mind by doing group things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's what I see
do you
doing. And do you ride, do you walk
yes, I
or
do.
Ride? Because I see you joining a group of mixed group of walkers. Oh, you know, they're telling me birding, you know, bird
wow.
watching. You might want to try. They're like, tell her to try bird watching. It's like, okay.
Wow. So my question was about a relationship. Do you see me in a relationship?
You got to go out and meet people first. You don't have any sign or hair of anybody right yet.
No. No, but I have been going to group. Yeah, I have been going
out.
You're
gonna meet somebody in a group. You got to give it time. You can't just pull them out of the grocery store line and say, "Hey, you'll do."
Yes, that's true. It's gonna take a long time.
So you're gonna meet him. You're gonna meet a person through a group.
Okay.
You know, it'll probably take you probably maybe within 6 months. You know.
Okay.
You know, but you're
going
to be going to groups. It takes a minute for people to get to know each other and get, you know.
Yes, that's true.
But then I do see you having coffee, and I do see you having lunch and with a gentleman. And you might have two of them.
Oh, my gosh. That's
you know,
funny.
A blonde and a brown-haired. So there you go.
Oh,
with you, when you're ready to meet somebody, it's feast or famine. You always have two to choose from.
So true. It's
well,
so
there
true.
You go. Bada boom, bada bang. Do you have a confirmation of spirit to share?
Oh, yes. Actually, I would say maybe 2-3 weeks ago, I was at the grocery store just leisurely taking my time, and I genuinely felt it had to be an angel or something. Tapping my shoulder, and I turned around, and physically there was nobody there, but I definitely
yep.
felt spirit. Yeah, yeah, that was beautiful. Yeah,
aww,
that was beautiful.
Thank you
there.
For sharing that.
Yeah.
I hope you have a wonderful yeah. night.
All right, you too. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. 914. Hello, 914.
Oh, hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's your
Hi.
Name?
Catherine.
And what would you like to ask?
I would like to ask for projects moving forward this year. I have one
it
that
definitely
the
will
letter.
Go forward.
Oh, excellent.
And they're saying it's in the bag.
Oh, wow. Oh, you know, that's spirit confirmation for me because I have a cousin that uses that exact same phrase.
Well, there you go. In the bag, in the bag.
Thank you. Is it
You're
the one
welcome.
That starts with the I? That's what I was curious about. Thank you.
Have a good evening.
You as well. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
212. Hello, 212. Hello. Is anybody up there? Nope. Well, I wish you guys all a good night and happy spring, and I'll see you guys in the future. And have a wonderful evening.